9 o'clock, you're listening to The Morning Review. Bloomberg News Agency reporting that the parastatal Sasol is using the carrot or the stick, whichever you want to call it, method in the view to get its 20,000 employees vaccinated. Either you get vaccinated for free, and of course vaccinations are for free, either you get vaccinated for free or you must have a weekly COVID-19 test paid out of your own pocket. A weekly 850 rand. Some public service unions have said that they will oppose any attempt to make COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory. And while Sasol reports Bloomberg, while they maintain that vaccinations is voluntary, it is encouraging workers to get vaxxed, citing the precarious nature of its business and in the event of breakout. So we thought we'd get the response and the reaction from public sector unions. Firstly, Rifta Ajam from FEDUSA, thanks so much for joining us. We're going to be speaking to Cesar Pamela from COSATU in a short, but your response to a state-owned enterprise saying either you get a vaccination for free or if you don't want to get it, you have to pay out of your pocket for a weekly test. Your first response.
Good morning, and first of all, thank you very much for the opportunity. FEDUSA would be totally opposed to any form of victimization of workers who may refuse to be vaccinated against COVID-19. It is disturbing, to say the least, that employees face the risk of dismissal, first and foremostly, and secondly, if they exercise their constitutional and democratic right to say, I may not want to take this, does that mean that they are going to be continually left out of pocket, have no form of disposable income because they have to provide and pay for this weekly 850 Rand COVID testing that is no fault of theirs? I think it's absolutely disgusting, and we will, as FEDUSA, oppose any such move to victimize workers. We are trying to get to herd immunity, but this should in no such way be used, as you mentioned earlier on, as a stick to ensure that workers are obliged to move in the direction that employees are perceiving that this directive by government is giving them a license to shoot.
Let's then bring Cesar Pamela into this conversation, spokesperson for COSATU. If trade unions are against a stick approach, what then is the incentive? What is the carrot? Where is the encouragement to get public sector workers vaccinated, Cesar?
Well, look, our approach is that all employers need to understand is that they don't own their employees. They only have got contractual arrangements with them. So, like all other disputes, there has to be dialogue. You just sit down with workers, you find a common position, you try to persuade them and you convince them. Look, there's a lot of misinformation about the vaccines out there. If you look at the amount of work that has been done by government, including the private sector, to really educate people about these vaccines, there's not a lot of work that has been done. But also, our constitution allows individual to actually hold on to awkward beliefs, even if you disagree with people. Under the constitution, people can hold on to those beliefs, and you cannot coerce them or victimize them. So the issue here is we have a position where we encourage workers to vaccinate. We do our bit to engage with our own members to try to allay their fears about the vaccines, to encourage them to vaccinate. What we are not going to tolerate is for employers to start to think that these workers are commodities, that they own them, they can do as they please. They don't have that right. They themselves can join us to encourage these workers to vaccinate and to educate them, to create awareness about the vaccines. We invite them to do so, but they cannot start to deprive people of their means to earn a living, or to actually pickpocket them, as Sassoli is trying to do.
Rifta, there could be very much the argument that if people are not vaccinated, that then puts other workers' right to an income and other workers' right to go to work in a safer environment also at risk. How do you then balance the rights of the individual to hold whatever belief and have autonomy over their body, which is the constitutional right, but also balance that of the rights of a collective who say that we want to return to work, we want to get vaccinated, we want to work in a safe environment, and if there is a breakout, for example, that then infringes of their right for steady income?
That is a brilliant question, and thank you for posing it. What we have to be mindful of is that the current directives issued by the Department of Employment and Labour speaks about a reasonable accommodation, but the directives are not necessarily explicit. The intent here is to extend the protection as well as the responsibility to every single worker out there. We want to get to herd immunity so that economic activity can restart in full, but this should not compromise job security or based on deliberate targeting. Whilst we support the drive to vaccinate the population, taking cognizance of the rights of those who may not wish to be vaccinated, the interpretation should in no way act as a discouragement against the vaccine, because our position is ultimately derived by scientific evidence. So that balance needs to be put in place here, whilst at the same time, those employers who choose to make vaccination compulsory, they must clarify whether the policy applies to all workers or certain categories of workers, because either way you look at it, there must be sound and legitimate medical grounds for them to be able to take that position forward. But ultimately, when you take into account what the question is, or what we are looking at here ultimately, is, are you posing a threat to fellow workers? What happens to employees then at that juncture? But ultimately, it is their democratic right by the very implication. And we do not want to discourage South Africans from taking the vaccine, because we want to look at herd immunity. But it must be a compromise that is going to be reached. But we cannot afford further loss of income or any form of placing South Africa's credibility into disrepute as we try and recover from this pandemic. So a very difficult balancing act that we have to take into account, but either way you look at it, the legislative right in terms of the Labour Relations Act, and then also the constitutional grounds of the matter. So we encourage continued dialogue, whether at local plant level or at national level, but workers cannot be made scapegoats in this discussion.
Rifta Ajamfedusa, Sizwe Pamla of Kasatu. Very interesting conversation. A bit later in the show, at about 15 minutes to 10 o'clock, we are talking about incentive programs. There's a conversation, there's a suggestion here. Why don't we just pay people to get vaccination? Pay people to be vaccinated. They will be queuing up. We're going to be talking about carrot and stick approaches with Professor Mark Tomlinson from Stellenbosch University in about 15 minutes' time.